Hi, and welcome to GamerCast episode 59. This is Monday the 12th of February. I'm Adam.
I'm Rudis.
Yes, you are Adam.
Again.
And we've got Rudis here, special guest, and Paul.
Special guest. You. Put your phone away.
Alright.
Concentrate on the show.
We're supposed to be started by now.
We are starting
45 minutes ago.
Shut up.
We're running late.
Talk to him, he was late.
I wasn't that late.
45 minutes late, Adam.
No, I wasn't. I was here at 7 o'clock.
To be fair, we have just been hashing around for the last time.
Yeah, we've been talking about stuff. Stuff. Gotta speak louder, because I'm really far away, because Rudis
needs
to
speak. Yeah, no, I get so...
I'm
pulled
by rubbish monitors for his other computer and won't get a good microphone.
I've had that microphone for like 12 years. Don't knock it.
That's the problem.
We need a new microphone. Can someone give us help?
Yeah, if you want to send me money, then maybe I could buy a cheap one again.
You
get an SH-58 or something like that.
Go on then, Rudis.
I don't want to get that.
You've got loads of money.
You'd actually be better off with an omnidirectional one. Because there's lots of people around it.
No, we just get one for each of us.
Media class showing through there.
Pass it around. What would be really cool if we could hook it up so we could have like wireless headphones or headset or something with the Xbox 360 on the main.
What's that got to do with that?
I don't know, but I haven't got one of those anyway. I don't play on live anymore because I get my ass kicked on everything. You do on everything unless you play it 24/7 because you've just got two days.
When me and you were playing Perfect Dark.
You're actually quite good at that.
Yeah,
you got to kick your asses.
We were kicking ass. We were going
around. Perfect Dark now. I traded in once I finished it.
Remember we were going up onto the cliffs and the hover chairs?
Yeah.
And then
hover chairs.
Remember the hover chairs?
Dreaded hover chairs.
Louder, dudes.
Oh, it's the hover chairs.
Up again.
Yeah, then I'm too loud. You people are too quiet.
Quiet like a mouse. Quiet like a mouse. Sorry.
You know, we're going to get so many complaints of the lack of sound quality in this.
I'll move closer. On my footstool. You get really, really close.
Because now I'm going to be really, really loud.
Cool.
Yeah, that goes into the yellow now. Okay.
Let me just bring out the letters.
Letters.
Wait, get off that.
Sorry. Am I phoning someone? Can you phone someone just using the thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's quite cool.
Leave it alone.
Where's the thing? Where's the...
That's your spare one.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, stop messing with it, man.
Can I have that?
No!
I want one though.
Tough shit.
Have
you seen his Universal?
I don't want to see any of them. They're pissing me off because I've got a crappy MP3 Razer phone.
In your face, new boy, trying
to
be fashionable with your crap.
No, it was just the best one they were going to give me free. Plus, to be fair, my pocket PC kicks the shit out of that in terms of actual power and processing speed.
Yeah, I'll take you on. Okay, we got a couple of replies on last week's episode. Darth Ura says, sweetness, downloading now.
What kind of reply is that?
Well, thank you for that. That's really helpful.
You're downloading.
Downloading what?
The last episode.
He's downloading his sweetness.
And Vengeance of Night says, notice how every episode they'll randomly say, hey, Zedio's in the chat 15 minutes after I join it.
I'm not going to mention him at all this time then.
He's not in there, so...
Well, even if he was.
Right, so we don't need that anymore.
I'm not sure I care about anyone who's got a picture of Darth Maul on their profile downloading anything, to be honest with you. You're going to take the bad guy from a rubbish Star Wars film and you're in trouble.
They just wanted someone that they could have a double-ended groovy steak and kill him off.
Yeah, that's just lame.
They should have just shoved Dooku in straight away. But let's not get into Star Wars because you'll just get me going.
Let's talk about Star Trek.
Awesome.
Actually, let's put Star Trek on.
Oh, God.
Keep a straight face when you look at me like that.
What are you, the original series? Frack off.
I thought it kind of went very well with your background.
Just for the sake of inflaming Paul's anger, I'm going to say they're all a big pile of wank anyway, along with Battlestar Galactica.
You what?
To be fair, I haven't actually seen any Battlestar
Galactica.
Right,
that's it. I'm putting Battlestar Galactica on.
No one wants to listen to Battlestar Galactica.
Too late. Too late. Which one do you want to watch?
I don't want to watch any of them. One of the guys that was in it turned up in Need for Speed Carbon, so that tells you how much is going on in that.
How do you know it turned up in Newspeak?
Because it's in the advert. Not in the advert, it's in a review. They've actually got like apparently known actors in that one, and they mentioned him as having a stint on Battlestar Galactica. That's where he got known. There's a fat bloke in it as well that was known from some advert.
Fat bloke?
Yeah, a fat bloke in a Hawaiian shirt, because that's what all fat blokes must wear.
Yeah.
Because EA don't apply the cliches at all.
No, of course they don't. They're anti-cliches. EA Sports.
Although I'm not going to get anti-EA, to be perfectly honest with you, because that's been done enough.
Yeah, man, you still need to like review a new FIFA game for the Xbox 360.
Well, FIFA 07 actually wasn't the worst game ever. Because Pro Evo 6 turned out to be so shit for the 360 as well. That, really...
Burn all football games. Sorry.
The PC version, which is effectively a PS2 port, was
the
best
reason
Pro
I mentioned FIFA is because if you have a look on the Xbox 360
website... We're not
going
to talk about the European Champions League game that they're bringing out. That's just a complete rip.
We have Brutus's FIFA 06 review. 3 out of 10.
That's when I changed it, when I actually covertly went in there and decided to dump your out of 5 review marking scheme and change it to 10s, because I preferred it that way. It is all referenced on NeoSeeker now, though. 360degrees.com score is on NeoSeeker along with all the other sites.
Damn right.
I put it on there.
Xbox 360.
It's because I applied it to there. It's not because they found it. It's because I put it on there.
This is the site that gets 250,000 hits a month.
It doesn't anymore. It hasn't been updated.
Oh, no, the stats are broken.
Survey says...
Although I did use one of the articles I did for it to apply for a job on gamersreports.com recently. Which, incidentally, they didn't give me. They gave it to two people that have written shit so far, so if you're listening to this, you guys suck.
Thanks a lot for breaking it, mate.
They suck.
Badger.
Mushroom.
Not really. Gamers Report's actually not that bad. It's just not Eurogamer.
Eurogamer have gone downhill.
Yeah, they have. It's true. Plus, they're always they're behind Gamers Reports as well, and Gamers Reports is an amateur site. Eurogamer are actually paid, and they're behind everyone.
Right, so what has Adam got to talk about?
New keyboard and mouse for Vista people.
Are you just going to read the advertising spiel that you've got up on the Microsoft site in front of you now and say how great it is?
Yeah.
Introducing the first ever rechargeable backlit keyboard, because that's the important part. Backlit.
Let's save energy.
It improves your hand-eye coordination and your typing speeds by like threefold just because it's backlit. Seriously.
Really? Oh, cool, I'm buying one now.
It's created for Windows Vista because only Windows Vista could need a backlit keyboard.
Oh yeah, it has to be groovy.
It has to match that pretty aero scheme.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, now that I've had my proper silly backlit keyboards, you can tell us how great it's going to be.
Well...
You see, this is a keyboard. It has lights for telling you which buttons are on and off.
Mine does.
And that is that.
Mine's on the mouse charging dock, which is behind everything, so I can never tell whether I've got number
locked. That's even lamer.
It is, it's crap. Especially seeing as the charging dock doesn't work and I have to use a separate battery charger.
Pwned.
Yeah.
See, I must admit, I do like this, just for the fact that it's very
Do you like
thin.
What? Gamercast? Damn
keyboard.
Right.
The keyboard.
The new Microsoft keyboard.
Yeah.
The Wireless Entertainment Desktop 8000 Super Geek.
Well,
thing.
Basically...
I'd
I
buy that mouse if it was wired.
It wouldn't be called laser.
The mouse is very similar to
this
the
This is a laser mouse and this is
Paul's
wired.
Got.
Oh, shut up.
It's very similar to what Paul's got, just a different shape, so I like that. The keyboard's really thin. It looks
thin.
It looks really nice.
Well, so it's a laptop keyboard, that's a way to save money.
To be fair, it kind of does look like a laptop keyboard. All the keys are completely flat, aren't they?
Mm.
Or is that supposed to be best for you now these days?
I don't know, but it just... It,
clickety-clack sounds.
I've got one like Paul's. Because Paul played on mine and liked
it. Yeah, I
can't
get these ergonomic keyboards that split down the middle. Because I'm a retard when I type.
The problem is...
I used to be a retard as well.
I've got the first model one. So it's that.
The one from like 94.
Oh, you really can't be bothered to update your PC.
Exactly. I really want... So I thought, well, why bother buying some old? This one, like I said before, I can't control Media Center unless I'm sat at my computer. Because I've got no controller. My 361 won't work with the stupid card thingy I've got. And neither will the one that came with it, unless I use
the... Why would a 360 remote work on a PC anyway? It works on the 360.
Oh, no, but he's got the universal one, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Isn't that supposed to work?
No.
He hasn't got a
little one that
came. I thought
it worked with,
It works, the PC one works on the Xbox.
Oh, does it?
But not the other way around.
I don't know.
Well, anyway, I don't have a remote. The remote that came with mine only works with mine if I'm using the program that came with it, not Media Center.
I can't control Windows Media Center because I never learned how to, despite actually buying it.
I like the fact that it's got the gadget control system on there, so you can control your gadgets.
What gadgets?
Your gadget bar on the bottom, right inside, sidebar.
Oh, is this something Vista that I haven't got yet because I haven't installed it until tomorrow?
No.
Shit.
You know the thing that you brought up on the side?
Oh, with all
the
toolbar.
The
sidebar. Oh, the sidebar with his
gadgets.
System, like, no. Resources and
yeah.
His Halo 3 countdown. Like, only 2 years away. Or 498 days to be exact.
Do it, man.
I'm just bringing that
according
up
to Paul.
See that,
the gadgets.
Can you stop leaking classified information?
Snap City, that is.
But it is made out of metal.
Only 1.9 foot, so it's gonna be made out of Coke cans, isn't it? Aluminium.
Snap it open.
You're gonna
look, I got a Pepsi
watch,
one.
Have a U-shaped keyboard in the end.
I must admit, I looked at it.
What if you like it? Buy it.
It does look good, but
it
mean,
looks nice.
How much
but
is it gonna cost? With all that extra backlighting stuff and all that.
Exactly.
You're gonna up the cost.
If I got that,
got
I'd unplug all that shit. I would want
to
flip
light
on.
A lot of money, but I'm buying it just for
plus, I don't use Media Center enough, so all the little extra gadget buttons.
The thing I'm liking about it is completely wireless. I do use my
It's completely wireless?
Well, mine's wireless as well. My Logitech one, I've had wireless for ages.
Yeah, I haven't. And I didn't want to go something. I just wanted to go, ooh, I like that. It's caught my eye, and I'm just. I like my aesthetics. So, but the fact that it's wireless charge up. Runs off Bluetooth to connect.
Bluetooth.
Complete Media Center.
Bluetooth.
Wireless.
I'm not completely and utterly convinced about this Bluetooth connectivity, but yeah.
And it's got USB ports in it as well, which I like.
Everything's got USB ports in it these days.
I know, I need more. I only have two in my PC.
You need just a new one. You say you've gone to the extent of upgrading it, you just need a new PC altogether if you've only got two in it.
Why buy a flipping USB hub when you can just buy a new computer?
Exactly.
I've got a USB hub, which
that
is
my philosophy completely. I told you about the 17 quid DVD dual layer writer that I bought 4 months ago and thought, I'm not going to bother fitting it into my PC now. I'm just going to build a new one around it. And that's what I've done. I've finally got all the pieces. And I'm going to put it all together. And it's basically, it started with a cheap overclockers off a dual layer DVD writer, which I got at the time because I specifically insisted that I was going to start pirating movies again. And I never did. Because now I'm a educated
person
well-to-do nobleman.
You mean you couldn't be asked?
With money that can buy the movies. Yeah, mostly because I'm too lazy. I'd rather just pay the money and buy them instead.
Okay.
It takes too long to convert them.
Well, no, I like that because I've only got two in there. I've already got four extra with having my Dell monitor.
Takes too long. Get a faster computer.
Well, that's the idea, and I'll be able to start pirating things with dual core again soon.
Quad core.
I did laugh at this.
Well, I almost got a quad core one, but
I did
to be honest with you, 600 quid for what is going to be a crap quad core when once they actually start bringing up quad core programs is ludicrous.
What are you doing?
I'm clicking on this.
Why are we viewing the demo when we're making a radio program?
Because the woman's voice comes
internet.
On and it's really funny.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, it's
does it?
Is it Bill Gates' wife?
Oh, come on.
Introducing the first ever backlit rechargeable keyboard, included with the wireless
I guess to an extent the backlighting would actually help me.
It would help if it was dark and the sun had exploded and you were trying to see where your keyboard was.
That's the thing. Once everyone else goes to bed is when I do most of my work. And I actually would like to prefer to have the light off, but my keyboard's black, so I can't see anything.
See if I can get it all work.
If that's the case.
See, backlighting. It's nice. It's useful.
That is nice.
But I'm trying to use this in the dark. This does not like that unless I'm sat there like this going...
To be fair, that's a bit more fancy than your palm.
Yeah.
You don't see me bragging.
That is quite cool. Haven't they got a smaller one than that out now?
Don't know.
I think they have.
They've got one with GPS built in now.
And that's a bit of a brick, really. I'm going to have a play with this.
Okay, have you finished talking about your keyboard?
Yeah, I almost...
Let's try and concentrate on the show, shall we? Because we are recording. So just
get
distracted
by
pulling all your toys out.
Oh, it's got a camera.
Yeah, and the
mine.
Mine hasn't.
Your phone doesn't have a camera.
No, my pocket PC, because all your phones are pocket PCs as well, and I'm unevolved, apparently.
Yeah, Mr. Motorola, crappy fashion phone.
Oh, fuck off. They should have given me a new phone by now, and they never did.
Oh, yeah, one thing as well, don't swear on the show.
Why?
Because we're family.
We're family-oriented.
When did this change? I go away for, what, 3 months, and all of a sudden I'm not allowed to use rabid profanities.
Damn right.
You're not allowed to swear. You're not allowed to say, like, shit and...
What if I just say, any kids that are young, put your hands over your ears for the next 5 seconds?
Yeah, do that.
Can I do that?
Yeah, sure.
Because the only reason you're not allowed to swear is because he can't be asked to beep you out afterwards.
Why does he have to beep? What happened to freedom of speech? You're supposed to be a rabid socialist.
I think you're taking this too seriously. I've been saying for like months we need to clean up the show and make it professional, and in every episode I still manage to swear.
The only people are going to be listening to this are geeks, and geeks would swear more than anyone else because they think it's cool and fun.
Well, no, that's the thing. We only go on about swearing when I swear too much in the show. It's like the in joke, isn't it?
Yeah, apart from the fact that they swear by changing all the letters in the word around and doing it into that whole leet speak.
One thing I like finish on this is one thing I do like about it is the fact that the only thing that puts me off on a wireless keyboard is about finally the batteries will die. I'm trying to do something important.
I don't know, I've had my wireless keyboard now for 1.5 years and I haven't had to change the batteries once.
Oh yeah, they last a bloody long time, but eventually that one day will come and I'm in the middle of doing something and I'm going to be like, fucking piece of shit.
Well, it has a battery meter, so you'll know.
Yeah.
Battery meter.
Plus, yeah. Of course... But at this rate, I'm going to have replaced this wireless keyboard before the batteries run out. So,
the thing I like about this is it just goes straight onto the docking station.
That's true, but that does mean you've got to fill up your desk with a docking station.
Don't bother me because my desk is a piece of glass and all that's on there is a Dell monitor. And
can you not afford a desk?
It's a really nice desk. This bit's underneath. This top bit here is a sheet of glass. It's frosted glass.
You see, I couldn't have that at my place because I've got the clumsiest girlfriend in the world and I know she'd just go straight through it. She drops, falls over and spills everything, so...
The fact that you can guarantee that's just scary.
No, it's true. She would. She'd break it. I had to spend, like...
You're going to have to get...
I had to spend 4 hours actually individually taking cotton buds and, like, pieces of tissue and drying out in between the keys of my keyboard because you managed to spill a whole cup of coffee over it.
I did that.
I turned it upside down and it literally half a cup ran out. Still works, impressively.
I've done that, but the only reason I did it was because I fell out of bed and I cried, kicked the cup of tea off the top of my monitor and it landed on the keyboard.
The most impressive thing about her actually spilling all that on the keyboard was the fact that she tried to mop as much of it up as possible and then not tell me. So she tried to leave my keyboard literally about...
full up with coffee.
Yeah, literally full up. So the next time I pressed the button, it'd squirt out. And all around the base of the monitor as well, because I noticed it. I picked up the monitor, and for some reason, it had like sucked up into the base of the monitor. So when I picked up the monitor, it all came out and like ran off the edge of the desk and down onto the floor. Yeah. I don't like coffee, so it wasn't very good.
The only thing I can say is, you know, those companies that now have got onto the thing of making silicone suits with a plastic front.
Wonder where you were going with this.
For like iPods and MP3 players and the Wii remotes and stuff like that. You're going to have to go to one of these companies and get them to make one to go around your new monitor when you finally buy one, so she doesn't break that.
Oh, no, I'm building the new PC tomorrow, and because the PC and the 360 and all that, they're all in a separate room. Like my games stroke office sort of room, it's my room, it's my separate room. And once that PC's built and in there and up and running, she's not allowed in there.
Whatever happened to freedom, man?
I've got the same...
She lives for free at my house, so... How much freedom does she want, to be perfectly honest with you? If she wants to go in that room, she can pay rent. How's that?
I like the way you think.
Yeah, you see?
See, that's the thing. My girlfriend owns her flat, so I'm moving in.
You've got to treat girlfriends like a business.
And
not like pimping them out.
that'll
be wrong, but...
I'm getting my own room to put my wardrobe in and my drawing board.
To put all this crap in.
She's giving you your own room.
Yeah. So I might...
That means she's got something to lord over you now.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Be good or I'll take your room away.
Well, no, because...
No, your crap will have to go.
Because her PC's on its last leg and she's like, yeah, I can play on your computer.
It sounds like yours should be as well.
Why
don't you just pull together and get a good one?
No, hers is really falling apart. I kill her computer just by sticking my memory stick in there because she doesn't have USB.
What, is it a Macintosh?
It's just old. It's really old. It's on its last leg.
Plug in a USB drive, the Mac freezes. Put in a DVD, the Mac freezes. Nice Mac.
Macintosh.
That's a valid argument, Paul, well put across, I've got to say.
But the scary thing is, it's actually true. You can bring down a Mac just by putting media into it.
Oh no, I killed. My brother managed to kill his by plugging in a SLR form digital camera into his. It didn't. The Mac killed the memory card in the camera, actually, because it tried to use iPhoto to view all the images and eventually just wiped the memory card. So we had to format the card to start all over again. Lost all the pictures. So we
nice one, Apple.
So we can't. His camera that he got for Christmas, he can't use his Mac, so the only time he gets to take his pictures off is when he comes back home and he can use my PC or my dad's laptop.
Poor man, poor showing.
Although at the same time, it's pretty poor by, I've forgotten who makes it now, Fuji. Because their driver CD doesn't load in
Mac. Why would you want to use a driver CD? Doesn't it just show up as a mass storage device?
Yeah, but it does, but iPhoto automatically starts to try and interface with it.
Can't you stop it?
Can't you just get a camera?
I don't know, I couldn't be bothered to look at it for that long. And it's
just
my
fucking chuck the thing in the bin and get a PC.
He's trying to
read
the card through the camera.
Yeah, but I said get a card reader. Said do that. And I figured that would work better. But at the time he didn't have one and I was trying to sort it out for him because he lives up in London. He's only back there himself. But he's a bit of a photographer, so it fucks him up a bit if he can't get his photos.
Serves him right for getting a Mac.
Yeah, but he's a bit of a fashion victim as well.
That's the trouble, isn't it?
Like a 30 gig iPod as well.
He's a bit like you with your Motorola fancy
it
phone.
It was free!
Shut up.
For God's sakes. And the
it
only
was
other
free.
Thing
I only
like
have
Nokia
to pay
phone.
£80 a month.
The last Nokia phone I had was made out of like paper mache. It was shit, so.
Right, talk about stuff I'm putting into the show notes.
What, as we do them?
Yeah.
Well,
why do we need them afterwards?
Because we say
search.
What the show was about.
Oh, yeah,
if you were searching, you need keywords.
If I actually
Apple
visited
Max
GamerCast,
blow up
I'd know
cards.
This. I'm only just remembering this.
Yeah, the show's rocking and rolling. You know, we have our own.
Well, it might not necessarily be Apple Macs that blow up memory cards. It might be Fuji SLR cameras that
shut
blow
up.
Up memory cards.
Shut
but they
up.
Didn't blow it up when it got plugged into a Windows PC.
Doesn't matter.
So that's evidence enough for
it's
me.
It's Mac. They're all. It's all.
But it's not Mac. It's Macintosh.
Oh,
let's call
wait,
it
give me Office.
I don't have Office.
Oh, you must do. You've got an MSDN subscription. I did.
Yeah, I don't have any Office, though.
What's that?
That's Windows, mate. Microsoft Windows Vista.
So what's the text thing?
Nothing.
That's Office.
I haven't used OneNote yet.
This is OneNote. It comes with Office.
It comes with Office, yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
The only one I can afford is the student version, which actually, to be fair, would be all I need, because I only use Word. All the rest of it, I don't care.
I've got Office Ultimate.
I know you have. Did you buy it?
No.
So I've got to find out where you wheresed it from.
I can get you a copy if you want.
Good, because it would take about 8 weeks to download on my computer at the moment because my internet is crap.
So have you finished talking about pirating software yet?
Sure, I got it.
Not quite. So everyone who's listening just heard that.
All the evidence has now been erased.
you didn't erase his evidence of saying I didn't pay for Office.
Well, it doesn't matter, it's Adam.
Well, have you got a reputation to keep up, have you?
Yeah.
Otherwise you might not get given
much
stuff
it off.
For free. Alright, okay. I'll stop.
Knock it off, Rudis, or you're fired.
I'll be good.
We'll stop paying you nothing.
Okay. Anything but that.
If we stop paying you nothing, that could be mathematically painful.
If you're not going to read your Halo book, can't I?
No, I will read it. I have to scan it into my computer for us.
How much was it?
I don't know.
Because I didn't know it was out, and it's bigger
pounds?
And it's shinier, which means it's probably more expensive than the other ones.
And that's 5 or 6 quid.
And also means I can go back to reading glorified fanfiction instead of proper books, which I probably should do.
Talk to Catherine, she ordered it.
I'm going to have a look for it.
Yeah, it's on Amazon. If you type in Halo.
I know, that's where I got all the rest of them.
Shah.
Yep.
Shah.
Shah.
Shiny.
No, we're not saying shiny, we're saying Shah.
I'm saying shiny.
It's a book with a lacquer effect finish.
What's that?
Oh.
Get your own discs, monkey boy.
If I had an MSDN subscription, I would.
Well, get one.
Microsoft, due to my massive contribution to the Microsoft community, give me an MSDN subscription, because I'm on the news groups all the time telling everyone what to do. I've just got like 8 million different usernames.
I don't know. What I've been doing lately is mainly having a go at people. We've had so many trolls on there.
That's what you seem to do before. And they just gave you an MSDN subscription for just arguing with people. Which I maintain is what every good geek does on a news group or forum.
Notice, when you get your copy of Vista, you've got a thing to go onto Microsoft website, to the OEM site, to register.
Yeah.
I was curious about what all that's about. If it's just, do you know anything about it?
Well, Paul probably will.
No, he already asked me. I don't have a clue.
What, to register the OEM one?
No, not to register your copy. To register as an OEM builder. I don't know what you get. It looked like you, I don't know if you, on the thing.
I don't know whether you do or not. Apparently, the OEM version then doesn't it? It like fits itself to that PC you've got or to that motherboard you've got or something, doesn't it? So you can't install it on other systems.
The OEM is tied forever to that computer. You can replace the motherboard as long as it's the same computer.
So where's that information stored? Or is that, or is it like, or is it the hardware setup?
Okay, well,
so if you change one bit at a time, it's going to know. But if you change everything,
shut up. It's a matter of licensing, and what's technically enforced.
Okay.
The licensing says you cannot install it on any other computers once it's installed on one. How you define a computer is quite open ended. In that, if I have a computer here, even though it's a separate box, maybe that's the same computer because it's in the same workspace, and so on and so on. So, you know,
I'm pretty sure they define it as the same box.
What if you change the case on it?
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Same computer, isn't it?
What I'm on about is when you get your copy, forget about the installing it, forget about Vista, but
Installing it, just front in a bit.
Yeah,
I'm just going to put it on the mantelpiece.
It comes
look
with
at
some
it.
Information about Microsoft OEM for someone who is a PC builder. You can go there and register yourself as a PC builder.
You can get the Action Pack, which is actually probably a good idea for you, because the Action Pack gives you copies of software you can actually use for production. Because this isn't an MSDN copy, this is my beta copy.
So you're still running the beta?
No, this is the copy I got from the beta.
Oh,
they gave you a copy at the end. But MSDN licenses can only be used for development and testing and stuff like that. So this is all my like beta copies of stuff I get for free.
So I've yet to go through the OEM thing.
But the action tools are what?
The action pack lets you get production copies of software for like £200 a year. And that's Office, Windows, whatever. For like 10 licenses as well.
Oh, that's quite cool.
So that's what I've been thinking
of. So check out that.
But you'll get all the information in the pack with your copy of Vista. Because it's not about Vista, it's about
OEM. Even though you're buying OEM, you still get a pack to an extent, just not what
you get.
It's
just the information to get register for the pack.
Because the last time I got it, when I got like my media center OEM, I actually got three discs and a quick start manual that said put it in your computer and boot.
Mine's not with me.
Which is basically it.
I just brought the main disc.
Which Media Center was actually a bit of a waste of money for me, because I've got it just to try and run it with my 360,
that's
but I could never be able to make anything of it.
That's why.
You see, effectively, that's what my Media Center is.
Yeah, but this came in a sleeve that had information in it for OEM, and it's microsoft.com/OEM, as far as I remember.
Okay. Well, this is the Microsoft partner site to get the action.
So effectively, once I get my OEM one, I'm not going to get away with installing it on my tablet as well as my main PC.
License for machine only.
So if I want to do that, I'm gonna have to buy tea.
Yeah.
Tablet staying on XP.
Here we go. Action Pack stuff. Blah 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 blah. So Google Action Pack.
I'll have to have a closer look into that.
You get Expression as well. Because Microsoft are being really tight, and they're not including Expression in MSDN.
Well, surely if you've got an ultimate version of Windows, isn't that just
Expression is a separate.
Yeah,
so
I've got that at the moment as well. Doing the web page in.
I'll need that actually, because I'm planning on doing some new stuff.
Expression is like their new graphics design tools, their new UI design tools, their web design tools, and so on. This is
so effectively
like Expression
replaced a bunch of stuff that used to be all separate programs, and that's
What's
it in one new suite. I mean, it's
Expression Blend is the UI WPF editor.
So what has this got something that replaced, say, Front Page in it as well now?
Expression Web replaces Front Page, sort of, but SharePoint Designer is probably more of a Front Page replacement.
So
and Expression
more, this is more the
Expression
visual,
Web is more Designer rather than Developer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay.
So this is like their new graphics thing. This is for like building UI for applications.
Uh-huh. All stuff that I'm not even remotely going to understand.
So before, you would need basically the graphics design people to send the bitmaps over to the developers for developers to put into the application. With this, you can build the UI and the core application separately.
I'm going to nod.
And with the web thing, you can build the front end for a website and then use Visual Studio to do all the
code
in the back.
But with Web Expression, with what I've got, is quite good if you're going to be throwing together a web page, because I've got it all set up Paul showed me how to do it, so that I can literally log onto the Gamercast server and I can just upload my webpage straight up.
I'm going to nod again and pretend like I know what you're talking about and then basically, try and find out once I get Vista.
You've gone through Vista. I had it on XP.
Oh.
Web Expression, it's like front page. The beta version. It does cost a lot of money, but I got it on the same way I got Office.
For something that I'm not going to understand, I'm not going to buy.
It's quite a good web builder.
Exactly. I'm not remotely interested in XNA.
Are you wanting to build a web page?
Yeah, but I'm not going to. I don't want to do it from the code up. I'm too lazy for that.
Well, that's what I mean. This you sit here and you can either build from the code, or you build.
This is live from the website right now, and you can see how shit all that is. So let's close that down.
Fair enough.
We're talking about nothing.
We'll go on to Noob Hunter and just show him that quickly.
Oh, Noob Hunter, stop trying to wear your website. Where's your own website?
See, I've just built that using Web Expression.
How long did it take?
6 months.
I've been doing it a bit at a time.
I think as much as the artwork is cool, maybe you need someone to design a layout.
Layout is good because it's nice and simple.
Yeah, it's a webcomic, you just go there and read each.
No, I'm kidding, man. I haven't done them in ages.
This is the coolest blog post.
To be perfectly honest with you, I'm so lazy that the next one I do is probably just going to be my blog.
How's your Contraband Network doing?
Oh, I sold it. I sold the addresses.
I put you out of business quite nicely then, didn't I? The threat of my own stuff
hardly.
Just terrified you.
Hardly. Your 360 site would be doing a lot better if I was still filling it with
the 360
content.
Site
died when I left.
The 360 site was a dot compared to the Oblivion site.
Yeah, whatever. That's because there's geek power going into the Oblivion site.
Geek power.
And because it got put in fucking PC Gamer magazine. I must have got it a few hits.
No, not really.
Bah.
What else?
Supreme Commander comes out on Friday.
I know.
Well, this Friday.
Yeah, this Friday.
We've established that it is this Friday now.
I checked on the game website, and one of the pages said the 23rd, one of them said the 16th.
Oh, that's two games I'm going to have to buy now, because I'm going to have to get Armed Assault as well, which looks very good.
Hutchies.
It does.
That's okay, I can afford it.
Talk about Armed Assault.
Armed Assault, it's kind of hard to know too much about it at the moment, because I haven't actually played any of the demos.
Get off my show.
No, to be perfectly honest with you, even if you've got a quad core system, if you want to put the draw distance all the way up, it might chug a bit.
Yeah, I'll take it on. My overclocked Intel.
It's got a stupid like 10 kilometer draw distance or something, or more or something like that. Effectively, you can see the whole island that it's on. But effectively, it's an Operation Flashpoint update. But if it gets the same community support that Operation Flashpoint.
Oh yeah, you were talking about that yesterday, and I just wasn't listening.
Then you're gonna get. You go on the Sock game and then the user created content, you could get another 3 or 4 professional quality games almost to an extent out of it. Plus it's got a really good intuitive mission editor, so you can make your own stuff in its own scripting language, which isn't too hard to get its head around. And you can make your own stuff from that as well. So sounds like good stuff to me. And apparently the online is coming along, but it depends whether they sort out the code or not, because it sounds a bit ambitious to me.
Ooh, new gadget I bought. I bought myself the Falcon MP3 player iTrip system thing.
I don't know what that is.
Basically, I plug that in the top of any MP3 player,
mm-hmm.
and it will transmit it as a radio frequency, which I can listen to on my car radio.
I might have to get that.
Because my CD player's fucked and it keeps jumping.
I've got a 6 CD changer in my
just
car.
Just put a PC in your flipping car.
Every time I go with the little bump, it goes... Nyeh. So only when I'm driving long distance it works. If I'm driving around town, there's enough potholes to make it go.
I've got a CD changer in my car, but it's fitted in the boot, so I can never be bothered to actually...
Or what was that
the
thing
trunk
called?
As it is.
Belkin TuneCast 2 mobile.
TuneCast.
I'm actually going to put that on the show notes. He talked about it for about 35 seconds.
Here it is.
Yoink. Cheers, mate.
To be fair, isn't that something that Apple did first?
They did the iTrip. Now, the iTrip was a slight problem with it because... I'll show you how to open it. Does it? Pass.
Paul can't work out the clamshell thing.
There is no clamshell. You literally just...
That's not opening it, that's just getting a wire out.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to confuse them. You plug it in, as soon as you plug it in, it turns it on, and you just flick up and down the channels to tune it into a station that you can't pick anything off, and then you you
hit. So effectively, if anyone's driving alongside you on the motorway and tries to tune in, they can tune into your MP3 collection as well.
Yeah, and they'll listen to whatever.
Don't let the record companies hear that, you'll be sued.
But it's whatever you're listening to.
RIA.
Broadcast it to the whole motorway.
These used to be illegal in this country, but they've just made them legal this year.
Really?
iTrip, I've changed all of theirs.
Well, yeah, they've recently opened up a few areas of the spectrum which you can use for low-power devices.
So, effectively, you could scare the shit out of people tuning in their radios if you are driving on the motorway, anyone in your area, by going home, recording onto MP3, a pretend sort of radio broadcast, news broadcast of, say...
Or you would have to do...
The Houses of Parliament have been bombed and all politicians are dead and, well, yeah, people might not necessarily be scared about that.
All you would have to do is put this...
And people will think they were at war.
A small frequency just off a normal radio station like Galaxy or Orchard FM.
So because everyone listens to Galaxy and Orchard FM.
You know what I mean? The standard... and then you tune with your... I don't listen to the fucking radio. It's fucking shit.
It is shit, but especially but shit is Galaxy and Orchard FM.
The cool
FM.
Thing is, like, I had this with me when me and my girlfriend on holiday and the cottage we were staying, they provided a radio. So we tuned the radio into a dead station, tuned this in, and we had my girlfriend's MP3 player plugged in with all our music. So
it's quite a cool
music.
Bit of kit. How much?
Now, the problem is you can buy a cheaper version of this for a tenner off Play.
But is it any good?
I don't know. I spent a week waiting for it to get through and they couldn't order and they ran out.
I doubt for a tenner it's going to be that great, to be honest with you.
The Belkin one was £25, then they dropped it to £17.99. Every time I try and buy it, it goes up in price. I just got fed up and I got my money back off O2 because they skimped me on some money. So I was a bit flush and I went and bought this for £30.
So what was that about O2? I'll put that on the show notes. O2 stole Adam.
You can also put down that they keep threatening to take me to court to pay my bill because their fucking website never works. And then when I phone them up to pay through their pay line, they say, oh, this works through a different thing, and they won't take my Visa credit card because I understand that's not a very well-known credit card. And
Visa.
Obviously, no one uses Visa, so we can't expect you to process that.
So O2 stole Adam's money and keep threatening to drag Rudis to court.
So
and they gave me my money. They gave me my money back, and I bought a new set of cans and a.
And effectively, I actually had to get a MasterCard credit card to pay my bill because they didn't actually manage to set up the direct debit properly either, and their website won't let me set up a new one.
Yeah.
Because their website is shit, and
basically,
whoever designed it should
be
dragged out into the streets and be the first up against the wall.
It was seven.
Now you're talking, Brutus.
In Paul's Revolution.
$7.99 a month for full insurance for my phone. So
is
if
he
anything
still talking?
Goes, something goes wrong, they'll just replace the phone, which I thought was quite good compared with the price on it. But
send it back to the manufacturer.
So I could pay for the whole lot in one go. So I just spent £90. I thought, yeah, that'll just save my ass for the year. I'm quite happy to pay that. Problem was, they charged me £90 for the insurance when I bought the phone. So that went on the phone.
Then
bill.
They charged him £90.
Then they charged me £90 a couple of, like, half a month later on the actual first phone bill I got.
Awesome.
And I was like, hang on, can I have that money back, please? And he put me over
no.
my overdraft as well. So I got charged £30 from Halifax for going over my over limit. So they gave me
$120
overdraft limit.
I didn't have one because I didn't have one set. I've just changed accounts from a student one to my new current account. And
I see. So you stopped being a skivvy student
and going into overdraft. I don't do that. So I've given myself an overdraft just for an occasion when some.
See, I didn't want an overdraft, but my bank just gave me one anyway because I didn't tell them I didn't want one.
I didn't want one either, but I've had to get one now.
Now they're saying they're
going
to double it if I don't get onto them and tell them I don't want one. So I'm going to have to get onto them and tell them that I don't want their.
Their stupid way to try and make some money.
Their money that costs more to actually
use. Have you guys seen this?
Yes, before you say, this is
what?
The voice changer thing I've got, which has got a picture of, on my phone. If Paul ever rings me, there's a picture of him. Although not on my new phone, I need to change the picture, of course.
This is a video someone posts on the forums.
Is his wife stupid?
Yeah.
I mean, Darth Vader's not real.
Tonight is the night that you die!
How did she actually get scared of that?
I'm surprised she didn't try and kill.
And he got the finger. Oh god, that was good.
Yeah, not bad.
I've never attempted to do anything like that in mine. I just sit there and people...
It's no James L. Jones, to be fair, is it?
I freaked Mark out because he went on MSN on my webcam while I was at uni, and I'm sat there with my Darth Vader mask on drinking a beer.
That's quite cool.
He was like, dude, what are you wearing? And I put the microphone underneath as well and was just like...
Yeah,
he could have mistaken you for being a weird, you know, gone into some weird uni, like, gimp fetish club. Because to be perfectly honest with you, there is a hint of sadomasochism about Darth Vader in his big leather suit and his weird mask.
His little black cape.
I reckon he likes, like, paddles and stuff.
Well, you've seen the way his body looks.
Yeah, exactly. That's the body of someone who's been sexually abused.
There was a thing on the news where this judge ended up having to get a skin graft on his butt because he used to get the paddles smacked on his ass every night because he got so addicted to it. The skin on his buttocks wouldn't heal from sitting down all day being in court, and the fact that he was having the new skin ripped apart by this girl spanking him every night and he couldn't hack it, ended up having to pay to have skin graft on his butt.
And you can see why the justice system is going so badly in this country.
Yeah.
Just stand up.
Yeah, but then everyone else has to stand up, don't they?
Why?
Because he's a judge. When he walks in, everyone has to stand up, and then they don't sit down until he sits down. So if he stands up, they will have to go...
Just do this.
I'd be like, just
say
you're guilty so I can stop standing up. Not that I've ever...
Right, so do we have anything game-related to actually talk about?
Not really.
Apart from
the 400 FPSs that are all rumoured to be coming out for next-gen systems this year. Like Halo 3 and Haze and...
Ooh, Crackdown. Another review of that. Eurogamer this time. 9 out of 10.
Apparently it's really good, although I've been talking to some people that are actually normal people and not journalists who are getting paid by the games company to say this, and they've been saying the demo was a piece of shit. I haven't played the demo yet, that's the thing.
I think it all depends on the type of person. I can see it being a new version of like what Grand Theft Auto brought
to
PlayStation 2 when it came out.
Grand Theft Auto plus Marvel Superheroes equals man cel-shaded jumping from building to building, throwing people over the whole map.
Yeah, it's
in the future.
Something you can't do before.
Bundle with the Master Chief.
Being able to drive around a full open city and
see,
and
that's
shoot
why
people
anyone's
going to
buy
car.
It. Is that Halo multiplayer beta, which I still say is a problem. Plainly because it hasn't got any of the visual flair that Halo 3 is going to have on it. It's literally just testing the netcode, so you're going to get a bunch of idiots who don't really know much about it going, it looks crap, Halo 3 is going to be fucking rubbish.
Mm. Yeah, and then we could just laugh at them.
And then they're going to know that it's literally just making sure that the netcode's working and the multiplayer
side of things.
It's to
take feedback about multiplayer.
So they can improve the multiplayer thing. So it's
because instead of people bitching for like 3 years after it came out, oh, it sucked, Microsoft will say, hang on, we took feedback, you made the game shit, it's your fault.
The thing is,
in your face,
the big thing, it doesn't say demo, it says beta, so they've
got...
Yeah,
but an awful lot of people that are general console
that.
Gamers don't understand the beta premise.
Yeah, between beta and demo.
They think the same thing.
Yeah.
And
which is stupid, really, but...
It's not a representation of the
game.
Myself, I think it's a good idea because it does two things. It gets the beta out there for people to get hold of. At the same time, it's forcing people to buy Crackdown that people might also realise, oh, it actually is good. We don't know yet. I haven't played it, but...
Well,
what
the reviews
say it's
good.
People look at it and go, oh, that's shit. Because the concept seems shit. But as soon as you play it, it might be one of those things where,
well, it's not
this
so,
is
I mean,
quite fun.
To be perfectly honest, from what I've seen, it's not so much the concept seems shit, it's just that it's just following a formula. Only that your guy can jump really high and it's in the future. I mean, you know, that's not a big enough difference to distinguish it from Saints Row or Grand Theft Auto, to be perfectly honest with you, but...
I think that population of gaming has just got a little bit boring, especially for myself. I just can't get
my head around it. Well, for starters, Grand Theft Auto has turned to rubbish. They haven't met, Vice City was the peak for them.
They flogged the dead donkey a bit too long, and then
Tomb Raider.
They pushed it out pushed out a bit too far.
Well, they're remaking that, aren't they? To be fair, that's probably a good idea because I'll go back to the days when it actually was a half decent game.
Yeah, but that's what they've been saying for the last three releases. Oh, we're going to make it really good like it used to be.
Yeah, but the last one wasn't that bad. They got Crystal Dynamics in on it, and actually, it was better than Core still doing it.
It was better.
And what have they done since? I don't even know if they're around anymore.
Nobody's saying it was not better than Angel of Darkness.
It couldn't be
so
worse.
So stop strawmanning my position. Okay? Thank you.
What the hell is strawmanning?
I like that. The new slogan, strawman.
Don't strawman me.
Don't strawman me or we'll set Apple.
Well, I can see you people like studied debating tactics in school.
No, yeah, I was top of my class.
What? Studied debating tactics in school? Because I went to an American high school. When did you ever have debates anywhere?
We had debates in school. You went to the same school as me. You should know.
You. I didn't have debates. We had debates. The only debate we had was where we were learning Roman history and one of us had to pretend to be a Roman emperor and the other a peasant. When would they have ever been allowed to debate? The peasant would have had been chucked in the middle of a gladiator ring and eaten by a lion. Either that, or if he was a young peasant, he would have been buggered by the Roman dignitary because they all had favourite servant boys.
Who were castrated.
Quite possibly, I don't know what they're into, you know.
I must
admit, they were
really into
it. It
was just
one
big
that.
Orgy in Rome.
I was watching a recreation documentary on one of the Caesars, and that was quite freaky, the fact that his wife did something he didn't like. He freaked out and killed her. But he missed her so much.
Nero killed his wife.
And I think it might be Nero. And he ended up fancying one of the servant boys because he looked similar to his late wife. So he kind of got a
you
bit...
See?
Got a
and
little
that's
bit
the beginnings
close.
Of civilization.
Yeah, gets a little bit close. And before he goes, oh, I'm going to be gay, he basically tells the guards to drag him into the next room and cut his genitalia off and turn him into a woman.
Yeah, but that was Nero. He was the biggest nut job in the whole thing.
He was nuts.
There you go. Give yourself running water and make a few aqueducts and all of a sudden you're civilised enough to bugger a schoolboy.
Or chop someone's bits off and say that they are actually a woman.
Yeah, or now schoolgirl, according. Besides the point, but it's something that they should have addressed in Rome Total War, I feel.
What?
If you really wanted a true representation of Rome, you should have been able to buggy your way across Europe all the way into old Britain. There was far too much marrying a similar aged person in that. You never got a 55-year-old unmarried member of the family marrying a 10-year-old girl.
Someone is so going to read that wrong and think that it's Nero Nero Nutjob.
Nero biggest Roman nutjob.
People are going to think we've been talking about Nero in Rome.
To be fair, that does sound just like a really, really sort of seedy porn pay site, to be honest.
There's nothing wrong with my show notes. If you're reading it wrong, it's your issue.
I had to perform. I had to actually interview the owner of an adult shop for a documentary. There was a DVD in there on the wall, which I wasn't allowed to film because it's against council laws, which was unfortunate because it was amusing. Called Nutjob. Cost 40 quid, but...
I want a nut
it wasn't
job.
Nearly as impressive as the prosthetic hand that also had an elbow halfway up the forearm. God knows who's going to take an arm, but still.
Don't point at me.
Anyway, this is getting way off the point. But notice I'm not swearing, I'm just talking about absolutely disgusting stuff.
Fuck off, you...
Language.
Hey man, don't mess with my shirt.
Right,
so do we have anything game-related to talk about?
Well, Bar Supreme Commander coming out next week.
We already
going to be
talked about that.
With different versions coming out, being released at gameplay.com and
there you
Amazon.
Go.
It's a different limited editions for different factions.
Yeah,
so really game's getting the Aeon lot.
The shit one.
The green one, the UFO, the weird
the
sort of Roswell.
Yeah.
We live out in the Nevada desert and we're all weird.
The blue one is on Amazon and the red one is on play.com.
The blue one's on Amazon, I'll have to get that.
That's the one I'll have to get.
I'm not getting the Ponzi fucking half-robot Borg people or the Ponzi people.
I just don't trust Arachnid robots, so I can't get the red ones. They're all like giant spiders with lasers on their back, which sounds like a good movie premise.
You just get a poster and some box artwork.
I know, but I want a poster of the people that I actually think look good, and that's the blue lot. Even though they're not really any...
The United...
Even though, to be perfectly honest with you, they're just exactly the same units as you had in Total Annihilation. And all the rest of them have got new stuff. So that's just them, basically.
What are they called? UEF? What does it stand for? United Earth Forces?
Yes.
That's a bit boring, isn't it?
Shut
I mean, come on, you could have tried having that Chris Taylor or whatever his name is. He's on the box. A game by Chris Taylor.
Yeah, let's look at his last game, Dungeon Siege 2. How crap was that?
It might have been quite good once you got through all the debilitating bugs that shipped with it. Let's release a beta as a full retail version. Awesome.
And that's the way to sell a game.
When you're on the beta.
No, in the end I won't.
Oh no, you just said that they put out the beta, didn't listen to any of the feedback and released it as is anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well done, Chris.
Thumbs up to Chris.
Let's just hope he's done a better job of Supreme Commander, which, if, to be fair, the demo's anything to say.
Which,
goodbye.
That's the mean, let's check it out, man. There it is. And there it is again. Let's play both versions at the same time, see if the system can handle it.
I highly doubt it, the system can't handle a multiplayer. Is that still the beta version of Flight Sim? Or is that the full version that you've got?
Full version.
So is it run better now? Frame rate's fixed?
Yeah.
No. Because last time I saw it...
It's still pretty chuggy if you put on auto-gen to max, but...
Last time I saw it, it was probably on your old system as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Chugathon.
Chugasaurus.
And he always had to make a right turn before he flew off, otherwise he'd crash.
I still say there's not enough breakable planes in that. They also need to actually fill
They're doing a new train simulator, and train simulator is really good for crashing.
Can you actually derail a train?
I don't know, a train simulator was crap. I couldn't get past the main menu. It was so terrible.
Well, they need to start filling these things with passengers and have a real death toll.
Yeah, like DEF CON.
Yeah. DEF CON's not afraid to say, you killed millions of people. Well done. Thumbs up. The same should happen in Flight Simulator and Train Simulator.
Yeah, see if you can crash into buildings.
What they should do is that they should make Microsoft Fireman Simulator and then have them spliced together. So once you crashed, you can... You have to drive to the scene and then try and fight the fire.
You can do multiplayer, so one team can be firefighters and one team can be pilots, and they can see who can kill the most of each other.
And everyone else can laugh at them as they're on the train simulator, just going past, going, I want to come over and join in, but then the tracks don't go that way. I'm going over
here. Yeah, they just ride past. They get the boring side. Then you could have like wildcard simulator, where you've got like random people who are just the victims who are on fire, and you can run out and try and set anyone on fire. Like, you can run out and try and hug a fireman while you're on fire. I reckon that would be good. And the more you hug and set on fire before getting put out, the better the score.
See, I wanted to do this for, like, Resident Evil style game. Where
it sounds like Grand Theft Auto, to be fair, but still.
Yeah. I like the idea of the whole multiplayer with it. It just...
Well, they're doing Live for Dead off of this Half-Life Source engine. Where there'll be a small amount of people that play as a pack of survivors in a city overrun by zombies, and then you can either play the one player version,
Live to Die.
I can't remember what it is, but it actually looks like it could be quite impressive because online, other people play the zombies, and of course they're weaker because the other team have got guns. But if you surround them, and you really keep coming at them, and it's basically it's effectively,
well, they had stuff like that in Alien vs Predator 2 as well.
Yeah, yeah. But it's taking the whole kind of... It's basically, take Dawn of the Dead, put it in a city instead of a mall, although I'm sure there's a mall in it, and have everyone play as zombies and a few people play as survivors, and you've got to work together, or you can just sacrifice each other to get away.
Yeah, I'll take your gun, thank you.
Now, I bet that you see most online players sacrificing the other person because everyone wants to win far too badly on online games. But still, it sounds like an interesting premise. If they can get it right.
Yeah, the idea of a zombie in the whole...
I think it's part of the Counter-Strike team that's doing it, which probably means it won't get right, it'll be done right at all, but still.
Oh well, so much of that game.
I would like it, like,
but
not,
still
maybe not Resident
idea.
Evil, but the my mate talked about the concept of Resident Evil where...
What, about, like, releasing 5 years away?
No.
That's the basic concept of the new Resident Evil, isn't it? Keep delaying it and delaying it and delaying
it.
Yeah. Which is a shame, because the fourth one was a fantastic game.
Multiplayer, so that you just say, right, Raccoon City, shove everybody in.
Well, they tried that with Outbreak and failed miserably.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. We need to make
they put it
massive,
on PST.
They need to make
good
a
network.
Massive multiplayer game where you play as a character. In the
whole,
you know, like on WoW, the whole process is to get to level 16.
I don't
16.
Know, like on WoW, because apparently I'm the only person on the face of the planet that hasn't actually played it.
Massive multiplayer games, you just literally, you cap
but
level.
But I played Ultima, I played
you get, Ultima. You get to the cap level, that's it, unless you've got all the battlegrounds.
Did I just
stuff.
Say I've played Ultima?
Yeah.
I've played a 10-year-old massively multiplayer game, I know all about them.
But we were discussing the idea of that you... play just as a character, and it's not the concept of having a character level him up and then you keep him. It's more in the sense of you make a character and then you've got to
and
play
you turn him into
character.
A robot.
You've got to try and get out the city. If you get out the city, you've got that character out, and then you make another new character. And
so effectively
concept,
he hasn't got any special abilities, he doesn't gain any, it's just about surviving.
Yeah, just about surviving with it.
And
but if you get bitten, then you're a zombie. and you work your way through.
Sounds like Resident Evil Outbreak, but better.
But the fact that you can have all the zombies will be real people, so you have people playing as zombies, people playing as real people. And if you get out, the next time you go back in, you can play someone a bit better. So you go, you start as like a clerk, but if you get out a couple of times, you can go in and start
as a gun shop owner.
Yeah, a gun shop owner will work you up to a police.
Kendo.
Now, if you can kill, if you get a really high kill count as a zombie. If you get killed, then you could come back as a zombie. Or the next time you get mutated, you might mutate something.
And,
yeah, and
or
go up
a tyrant.
The, go up the level of.
It's a cool idea.
To the point where you're more like a boss.
Only problem is if it's going to be a massively multiplayer game, it's going to require service, which is going to require a subscription fee, and whether people are going to be willing to play that scenario over and over again.
Yeah, you need to start chucking stuff in or changing the city, or all of a sudden something happens to the city and everyone's put in there. But the fact there's no quests or stuff, you're just trying to break all the puzzles to get out.
I didn't say Legend was good, because I just noticed that, what Catherine asked then. I didn't say it was good, I just said it was better than Angel of Darkness. Which can't be much worse, to be fair.
When you say Legend, you're about that Tom Cruise film.
Tomb Raider.
Oh, Tomb Raider. Oh,
yeah,
right,
that Tom
Cruise
that Tom Cruise film was better than Tomb Raider Angel of Darkness.
Yeah. I didn't hear the Tomb Raider Angel of Darkness, I just heard you say you played Legend. No, not more zombie games are needed.
Is the live broadcast broken?
Well, probably, yeah.
Oh dear.
Your server sucks, Paul.
No, it's a client side.
What does that mean?
For whatever reason, the client side fell over. So it's probably when we were like watching that video or doing something heavy with the bandwidth, it just disconnected. Uh-oh. Plus the fact I've got like 200 open connections on this computer as well doesn't help.
Squished. Squish.
Right, is that it? Or have you got more?
Adam's got
the Windows Vista magazine.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
that's
he's been waving
thing.
It round.
Of all these 500 FPS has come out for 360 and next-gen systems, Haze is going to be shit from the developer's mouths.
Which one?
Haze. I think it's one by... I think it's been...
Haze, the normal way to spell it.
Yeah. I think it's been made by Free Radical. Or Rare, I can't remember which, because they split off, but I think it's Free Radical. But apparently... And this is actually straight
from... What is their actual word?
I don't know what their actual word is, but apparently the developers, from what I've heard, some of the developers or some of the guys that are working on it aren't all that happy with the way it's going and don't think it's going to turn out to be that great, and that's from them, so we'll have to wait and see. But don't worry, plainly because you're going to have another 499 FPSs to choose from. And Halo 3 is going to be good anyway.
Yeah, I must admit, I'm liking the fact that Halo 2 is coming out as a Windows game for Windows for the Vista.
Windows Vista exclusive as well.
Yeah, that's going to be making a good...
Because it would be live and all that stuff.
5-year-old game.
I would say...
Well, but they need Sonic to release for their live thing, don't they?
Yeah, but, well, to be fair, it depends. Are they going to put some DirectX 10 stuff on it?
Otherwise, everything Windows...
DirectX 10 is the reason they're not doing it for XP. They said no, DirectX 10 only.
But
it'll still run on Vista Deep.
So effectively, it's going to look better. Well, obviously, it's going to look better than the Xbox One this time.
Yeah.
Because obviously, Halo 1 on PC didn't look any better than the Xbox One.
Multiplayer, Halo 1.
At the resolution.
Awesome. Multiplayer, Halo 2 on the Xbox, average. So hopefully, they'll be able to do something really good multiplayer on the PC.
Upper level.
Well, you mean Halo 1 PC multiplayer?
Yeah.
It was good, yeah, it was very good.
As well as, I just. Saying out to the world, if you're getting Vista, get the new Windows Vista magazine. It's only 99p, which is...
And then it'll go up to $3.99, so you don't need to buy any more.
But after the next three issues, there's a pound off token for all the next three issues inside as well.
Is that because they're not going to be able to fill it with anything interesting?
I don't know, it is quite interesting
we've talked
the fact
about
that it's
everything.
All the new gadgetry that's for, this, you know, for Vista.
Well, yeah, that's all well and good when it comes out, but a few months down the line, when all the gadgetry stopped coming out, they're just going to be able to say...
Oh, yeah,
you know?
But at the moment, I'd say for 99p, go out and get one.
How to format in Windows Vista.
I must admit, it's got a really nice picture of the new home server, which we were talking about earlier, which definitely won't mind to get.
Windows home server.
Yeah, they're doing the whole thing about... That's the new iPhone.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me. Zune phone out before the iPhone.
Really?
Yeah.
You're kidding me? They're actually making a Zune phone?
Yeah.
I want a Zune. I'm tempted to get on next paycheck on eBay.
Yeah, it'll be out in May. Let's just bring up some information. It hasn't been officially announced, but Microsoft are expect to announce it pretty shortly.
Far too soon. I can't afford that.
Hatchies.
I've maxed my credit cards on the APC.
Show as well. They brought out, got a selection of the new TV USB cards that you just slot in the side.
Now, do these actually work? Because I haven't tried them and they seem a bit suspect
mine,
to me.
This one, mm-hmm. I've got the larger version of that and that's working fine with Vista. But these are all Vista tested of the latest ones that are out.
I mean, ideally, I'd still rather have a card, but.
As well as it's got some of the latest gadgetry out. Smartphones. Number one is the Palm Trio. The Samsung i320 is number two.
Those are all the chip ones.
Your phone, the O2 XDA Mini S, is number three. Mine's not even on here, so.
No, I'm cheese.
The Orange SPV C600 is number five, and T-Mobile's MDA Rario 2 is number four. MP3 players, the Creative Zen Vision M, the light blue one, has got number one, where Apple came second. Yeah. As well as some of the games, they got Half-Life 2 is number one, Sims 2 number two, Medieval 2 and number three, Football
Manager 4. This is
exactly
why you shouldn't actually listen to a Windows Vista magazine if they put Sims 2 anywhere near their top five games.
Yeah. World of Warcraft number five. And then it continues on. Yeah, the fact they put a Sonar monitor as number one is just like,
hey, ViewSonic widescreen monitor.
See, the Dell's not even on here. Netgear.
That's because effectively it's not. It just happens to be. It's like a memory card hub and a USB hub that just happens to have a screen attached to it.
Oh yeah. And they got like their cameras and laptops. So I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Zoom phone information. With 3G on the rise and 4G is still in the far future, we're probably providing blah 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 blah. It was a press release from last year, blah blah blah, to build a 4G network. So the rumor is Zoom will make use of 4G
because 3G took
because
off 3G so well.
Is available here
because it took off so well.
It's Darth Vader.
Someone's dying.
So yeah, potential download speed is 2 megabit. There's a lot of rumors about Xbox Zoom linking up and stuff. Also rumors about it having Windows Mobile 6 on it,
mm-hmm.
and other stuff. The first news we can expect to hear is an announcement from Redmond about it before March 17th, at which time we should learn the name of the device, because Zoom Phone isn't the name.
Is it going to have anything comparison to Zoom, or are they just saying that it's going to be like what the Zoom's got?
Nobody knows.
I must admit, I wouldn't pay the extra for a Zoom Phone with the fact that I've got my...
Our source says that pending FCC approval, the Zoom-like phone will hit the streets sometime in May, a full month before the iPhone.
Got a bit in here about
so
the
they've chucked that together. They probably, hopefully, they've just taken the Windows Mobile device, locked it down.
Considering this information has come out quite a lot late, it sounds like they've chucked it together to just try and get it out before the iPhone, anyway. Which means it could be a bit.
Well, it's probably been on the drawing board for ages. But like Microsoft, they keep things on the drawing board and they just leave it there. Then they think, oh wait, that's a good idea. Like 6 months later, and then they actually go ahead and put two people on it, and those two people spend about 6 years doing like the specs for it. And then they think, yeah, that's a good idea. We'll put six people on it and get it and ship it.
I don't know what the hell they're going on about for it. But
well, this is a Windows Vista magazine, and so it details the things that work on Windows Vista, because the iPod would be nowhere without Windows.
Yeah. It does say that
who
the
heard
iPhone
of an iPod when it didn't work on Windows? Wait.
No. iPhone will work with Vista, but only through
iTunes. Otherwise nobody would buy it.
Only through iTunes, of course. But honestly, I can't get my head around the fact that there's two of them. iPhone 1 and iPhone 2.0.
Already?
Bigger storage.
I guess it makes sense to give you a consumer choice.
Because they're saying it's that whole consumer choice, like if you wanted the shuffle, you can either have the memory stick version or the one that clips on your jacket. Which is kind of cool, but
they did bring out the one that clips on your jacket about a year afterwards because that'd be more fashionable.
That's the thing, is the fact that instead of releasing multiple versions so everyone's got a different version, they release them sequentially one after the other.
Yeah, so they can make more money.
Because people, all of a sudden, it's that fashionable thing where the
and Windows
one
isn't exactly that.
Windows doesn't release yearly updates for 100 quid.
No, to be fair, it doesn't.
You know, how long have we been waiting for the new Windows operating system? At least a handful of digits.
I still say most of it's stuff that could have just been put in a service pack.
Yeah, then what would they have to sell something?
Yeah, that would be the visual side
more
of it.
More XP.
No, it would have just been the visual side of it. The rest of the way the operating system works is what everyone's
Yeah, but then you have service packs having radically different stuff, and people just get a service pack. Let's remember, it's just a roll-up of all the previous updates. You know, if Service Pack 2 is a bit different, yeah, because they turned a firewall on by default and a few other things. They added a pop-up blocker to IE and a few other bits and bobs. But
it's like, could you shove in the system where it blanks out the whole screen and says you can't do anything else until you press OK?
Sure.
Yeah, I have to remember never to turn my monitor off.
Why?
Because I
USB hub.
I killed something that was USB running on my PC because I turned the monitor off.
What?
And I was like, shit, I forgot about that.
What, because the USB thing was plugged into the monitor?
Yeah, and I killed what I was doing at the time, and I was like, you idiot.
That's pretty poor.
So I really...
Yeah, I just cleared the ReadyBoost cache, and now it's got to fill that back up.
Well, really, I should have just changed the channel.
That's a pretty dodgy... That's a pretty dodgy design, really.
Well, if you turned the power off, that's the hard power button. There isn't another hard power button.
It's so that your USB port power wouldn't be still running.
Why you should just make a screen and leave all the rest of it out to something
else.
Oh
no, I find it very useful because of all that extra bits. It means that I can sit in my bedroom and I have my massive big TV. You saw it, didn't you, in my bedroom. That got dumped. Got rid of that. I only have this, so I can watch TV on it. I can press a button and I can go to my DVD player. I can also go to
my
GameCube
behind me. What are we actually talking about now?
You don't
Adam's dream.
USB hubs, aren't we? USB hubs and power buttons.
Yeah. On the
Let's
monitor.
Put that
on
the show.
Because they're they're up-to-date, brand-new additions to technology these days.
Technology and gadgetry is getting much, much better.
Yeah, with power buttons and
yeah,
USB
and
hubs.
Yeah.
USB keys, which are just pieces of plastic.
Anyway.
But, I like my gadgetry. That's why I went and bought some new stuff. I got myself my Edtrip lookalike thing. These are headphones. What is one actually in the pouch? I haven't seen the
storage.
Yet.
How big?
Small, 128.
Still quite cool.
It looks like something that would have a
knife.
Yeah. It's like.
To be fair, we're still recording this, aren't we? We're talking about shit now.
That's
yeah.
not a knife. That's a USB memory stick. I see you played knife and USB memory stick before.
Yeah, okay, Adam. way to quote dodgy crocodile films.
Have you not seen that Simpsons episode where he's like...
Yeah, but they're copying that from like Crocodile Dundee or something.
Yeah, because he goes...
And they're like taking a smeg out of it.
Yeah, because he pulls out a spoon and he goes...
Have you spoony before?
So are we actually done with the episode? Are you going to talk about USB things?
No, I'm pretty much done. I must admit the fact that I'm going to be looking into...
Yeah, turn
getting...
around, face the wall and speak.
Oh yeah, look, it's a blue wall. We're surrounded by blue walls here, people.
It's not blue, it's grey.
That's grey? I've been spending my whole entire time playing doing gamer cards believing that I'm in a blue room. Don't ruin my perspective.
It's grey.
It's pretty blue to me.
That's blue. That's grey.
That's a shade of blue. Your room's just a different shade of blue.
It's not grey. If it's a grey blue, it's like Space Wolf grey.
Well, it was originally white, it just went dark and dirty.
And I'm going to be looking for a Zune on online soon, so I want to get one.
They're not out in Europe till the end of the year.
I know, but I'm going to get one from America.
Because that'll work.
Why don't you just wait for this Zune phone?
Stop playing with that.
As much as it does seem like a good idea, I know it's going to cost more because it's got the phone bit in, and I like my phone. It means I'm going to have two phones, and I'll be like, wait, it's a phone, and people are going, really, do you use it a lot? It's like, no, I don't even have a SIM card in it, because I've got that phone.
Okay, we done?
Yeah,
I think we were done ages ago, really, weren't we?
Yeah, I think you could put a fork in us when I started talking about the Wireless Entertainment Desktop 8000, which
what,
I am
like
going
four,
to buy.
What, like 40 minutes ago?
Yeah.
We were done at the start of the show.
Yeah.
Okay, so that is it for episode 59.
It's a crap one, but nothing much is happening at the moment, so you have to forgive us. Excite Truck is out in a couple of days, and next week is...
Excite Truck?
You typed up for the Wii. Oh, I really like
that. Super In Commander, of course, is out in a few days.
And
Assault, which are probably more important releases than...
And Sims Life, a new version of Sims that is basically...
That's out already, isn't it?
Yeah. And Seasons.
I did tell you about the cool marketing line for that.
Oh, what? Laptop friendly?
Yeah. I.e. shit graphics.
It's just a rip-off. Everything you can do in Sims Life is basically it's preset so you can't go out the barriers. It's forcing you down the life of some Sims, which you can do anyway. They're just highlighting the fact that...
They're just trying to flog some more copies of it to people who've already got it.
They're all out there. Anyone who watches Big Brother will buy it, because then they can actually play Big Brother, basically, and control people's lives instead of just having to watch them.
Yeah.
Okay, feedback can go to feedback@gamercast.net or can be left on the blog at gamercast.net or
more
you can post on the forums.
Audio reviews. Shh. You want more audio reviews? I'm having a whinge.
Or you can post on the forums at portalforums.net.
If
you
anyone wants to...
Shut up. If you want to submit your reviews, you can do that as well, emailing them to...
Really? Audio reviews.
And emailing them to feedback@gamercast.net. Can you two shut up while I do this thing? Thank you. Thank you. Come again.
Bingo. Come again. Woof.
For anyone wanted to say how much they enjoyed my part in the show or how much they didn't
enjoy
my part in the
show,
man. Couldn't give a rat's ass to
anybody,
beer again
everybody
next week.
From Rudis's fan club, please post your love letters to Rudis, not to us.
Yeah, Rudis is not affiliated with GamerCast, he just appears in the background.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
I'm like an independent arm.
Sponsored by something else.
Severed from the GamerCast body, but still alive.
In kind
a weird,
of wiggling in the background.
In a weird sort of Adam's Family way. Yeah. Like trailing blood.
Mm. Okay, are we done? Because, you know, for every bit this show runs over, that does cost money.
Okay, bye.
Okay, thank you.
Capitalist.
I have to. He doesn't give me any money.
He still owes me 20 quid.
I give him 20 quid a month.
Yeah, and I'm not at this month's 20
quid. Yeah,
you're
saying all you need to do, his bandwidth probably only costs him 10 of that. He's just making a little on the side.
Well, no, we both rent the server jointly.
Yeah. Who set it up?
I did.
Who told him how much it costs?
No, I've seen the bill.
Yeah.
It's a lot more cheaper.
It's a lot more than my other server, put it that way.
But we got it cheaper because he was beta testing on it.
There you go, $85 US. Hand it over. Look, that's this month's bill. Give me the money.
Yeah, I know. On the 23rd, I'll get paid. So on that GamerCast, I'll give you 20 quid.
Okay, we are done for this week.
That, yeah.
And then we're going to have a frank discussion about money.
Catch you guys later.
Bye.